Thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The opinions and views expressed in the following program are solely those of the show hosts and guests of the program, and are not necessarily those of CTK Radio Ministries, CTK Media Services, or the management and staff thereof.
Welcome to the Lighthouse Workshop. I am your host, Rodney Lindsay, and we are so glad that you're with us today. And I thank you for the opportunity to be blessed by your presence, as well as receive a blessing by the message that we have today. Today we're going to be talking about a really important aspect of life, and that is, what is your why? Why are you here? A lot of times we spend a lifetime seeking that answer as to why it is that we're on the planet. What purpose can I serve, and what is that? When we seek that answer from ourselves or from others, sometimes we miss the mark. As a matter of fact, every time we miss the mark. When we seek that wisdom from our Creator, from God, through prayer and supplication, our life is much more fulfilled and joyful, focused and happy and unencumbered by the rest of the stuff that comes from confusion, frustration, scarcity, and desperation. Today, I want to spend a little bit of time of self-examination as a gift to you as to where are you in your life? An honest assessment that only you can answer that question to yourself to determine, do I need a course correction? Am I on course? Is my life filled with joy and excitement, or is it filled with strife, anxiety? Where is my mind? Where is my thinking? And where does the source of my strength come from? It is when we take the time to take an honest assessment, stock, if you will, of where things are, a health check, a checkup, to determine what needs to change, what needs to improve, what needs to be released and let go, and where do we need to make a turn? Where do we need to make a change in our life? And the reason that's important is because it's really easy along life's path to become fixated on things that are not important because they're screaming the loudest, whether it be a circumstance or a challenge or a problem that we have in our life that's demanding our attention. It can very well take away our attention of where it really should be to focus on it. When we've become fixated or focused on those things that do not give us strength, that do not deliver us, and do not give us wealth, if you will, is when we become distracted, discouraged, and frustrated. And that's certainly not what our Creator intends for us to encounter in life. He has created life for us to live abundantly, and we certainly have the choice and the ability to do that or not. And what I want to share with you today is a tremendous gift that I have in my life. It is our special guest that we have with us today, Angie Grout, and we're so thrilled to have Angie with us today. Angie is a why coach, and that'll make a little bit more sense as we move along, and she is a tremendous presence when it comes to stewardship and serving our fellow man. Angie, we're so glad that you're with us today. And as we move ahead, I want to share a little bit more about Lighthouse Workshop events and what that is. We have a weekly radio program that obviously you're partaking of right now, where we want to give meat and potatoes to our listeners about specific areas of interest, purpose, concerns, and abilities that we have both in our professional and our personal life, so that you're able to implement them into your life, into your practice right now, right here today, to help be part of that course correction. We also have our quarterly programs that happens at Colorado Christian University. You can find out more information about our events at www.mylighthouseevents.com. There you're going to find out when the next event is, how to register, as well as who's going to be there participating, teaching, and then working with us one-on-one. We have a very focused, specific kind of networking at these events where you are able to gain and glean critical information, connections, relationships, and everything that you need to move ahead in your life? Do you find yourself stuck? Do you find yourself wearing all the hats in your life, trying to figure out what it is that you need to do next? Well, Lighthouse Workshop Events answers that with local resources in a faith-based environment that empowers the individual to not just be the student, but to be the teacher as well. We look forward to you joining us at our next event, January the 24th. That's coming up pretty fast, 1 month after the holidays, to get the year started off right. Angie, welcome. We're so glad that you're with us today.
Oh, thank you, Rodney. It's my complete pleasure. I'm so thrilled to be here and be part of the workshop events.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, Angie, just to let people know a little bit about your background, I want to share with them when I encountered you and Ron the first time when I met you, you were off to a pretty significant, I'll call it adventure, but it was a significant stewardship, a service to fellow man that it didn't matter who these people were, their backgrounds, their faiths, or anything. You just went to serve them. Share a little bit about that with our audience so they get an idea about your heart.
Well, it was a mission of mercy. It's a program that I participate in through disaster child care services, a branch of the American Red Cross. And I'm part of a team of people that are called when there is a commercial airline crash, mm-hmm. or possibly a terrorist event. We are a group of people that have been trained to go to the scene and to provide care and concern and a ministry to those people who are going through such devastating, devastating loss. Mm-hmm. So I was at the Asiana aircraft site after that plane crash that took place in San Francisco.
San Francisco, yeah.
And many of the people on the plane were survivors, and there were some that did not survive. There were others that were seriously injured, and there were many children. And my role was to work, along with many other people on the team, in ministering to the children's needs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm sure
in ministering to the children's needs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm sure those were pretty significant.
Yes.
The shock and awe of
the emotional scars.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
Yes.
And very fresh right after the accident.
It was
really important that there was someone there to do that.
That's true. And that's something that fortunately, our country provides through the American Red Cross.
Truly, truly. The American Red Cross has been around for generations and does some amazing work. And tell us a little bit how you got called into that, how you were pulled to that. Did it resonate with your being, or was it something that you were just like, that's something I want to do?
Well, it resonated with who I am and who I have been over a lifetime. And it is also part of the church that I've been a member of, mm-hmm. as a child. Mm-hmm. It's a Church of the Brethren ministry that is providing those support services. And it was my dear cousin who got me involved in that. She was one of the main coordinators of the program. And I was honored to participate and receive training. And over the years, I've continued to work. I served at 9/11 and have just continued to work in that capacity.
That's great. Well, you hit on a point that I want to expand on just a little bit for a moment, that you have the heart for stewardship, and you certainly want to serve your fellow man. And in these critical times that unfortunately do occur, it is a blessing to know that there's going to be somebody there to show up no matter what. What you said was, I went through training in preparation for that. And how important would you say that that training component is to be able to deal with, number one, what you personally see and experience, because that's traumatic, as well as being an aid to those that are experiencing it themselves. You know, how important is that? And the reason I'm focusing on that is there are people that have really good intentions that they want to provide and serve and participate. There has to be a component, at least in my mind, of how to do that effectively. And for our listeners, what is that resource? You know, where do we go to be prepared on how to handle those things if we're called into doing that?
Well, you're right. It's a very unique calling, and it's a unique niche for people to serve, it is very important that people come to that prepared. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of prior training and background, but it also takes a special heart of compassion. And this particular group, not to sound like a bragging, but but this particular group of people are just very spirit-filled and are very much into serving, serving others in order to provide caring and compassionate support. And while many, many people are able to do that, they have been able to combine that with people who are trained in this specific area of compassionate support during devastating emotional upheavals. So it's an interesting group of people, but it takes sort of a life journey, and it takes time to be able to grasp all of the issues that are important, so that the needs of the people are being ministered to, and not our needs to send a message. That's not the purpose of the program that
exactly.
we're offering.
Exactly.
We are providing just service to them at a time of need, and able, hopefully, to project that information to them in a way that they feel that connection.
We have our special guest, Angie Grout, with us today. And again, Angie, we're so glad that you're here. Thank you for being with us. When we come back, we're going to bridge what we just talked about into what Angie has discovered in her life now as someone who helps us discover our why. You're listening to the Lighthouse Workshop on ChristTheKingRadio.org. We're really glad that you're with us today. Hang tight. We will be back in just a few moments.
The Christ the King Radio website was designed and is maintained by GECS. Website design, corporate identity, and custom graphics. For more information, visit the website at www.gecs-us.com. Again, that's www.gecs-us.com. US.com.
A Day Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com.
This is Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Lighthouse Workshop. I'm Rodney Lindsay, your host, and today we have our special guest, Angie Grout, here with us, and we just shared a little bit about Angie's background of her stewardship and her heart of her passion of serving others in some really critical moments in life. And now we're going to take a time to look at what she's doing with people and for people today. Angie, when we get into the Y program, what's the actual name of that of what you're doing now?
It's called the Y program, and they have Y workshops in helping people learn how to understand and express their why and how they express their why. It's a program that is developed not only for individuals, but also for groups of people, even in business.
Absolutely. And the thing that I'm excited about talking with you today, is the fact that you and I have been through this prognosis or diagnosis with my why, and wow, it just turned on some more lights and reignited some things that I needed to be reminded of. And to be encouraged to move forward in that. So I'll thank you in advance for that.
My pleasure.
And the gift.
You were so intentional and easy to work with.
Well, thank you. The gift that you bring to people is that clarity of purpose, and that we can absolutely be in congruence with what God calls us to do in our life with what life calls us to do. There's absolutely a way for that to be in harmony and in purpose. So for our listeners, I'll tell you this, that if you find yourself in a place that maybe you're frustrated, maybe you're stumbling, maybe you're just lost, and maybe you're just kind of confused of how do I get here, why am I here, and where do I go from here? And the wonderful thing about that is that our Heavenly Father is not a God of frustration. He is not an author of anger or confusion. He is someone who cares deeply for us and wants us to be in a place where we're able to see and know. And that comes from prayer and supplication, as well as receiving. Are you a good receiver? Receiving that critical wisdom that can come directly from Him through inspiration, our interactions with others, and seeking. As the Word tells us, when you seek, you will find, knock, and the door will be opened. And hopefully this message, this lighthouse message today, will be part of that in your life. So Angie, as we're moving ahead and you're discovering the why process, you have a passion about that because you understand that it does what for people? What does this actually do for individuals, and what have you seen so far?
Well, this program is a masterful program that that helps people uncover their why, helps them express and decipher what their why is in a pretty short process. It doesn't take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty masterful way of communicating, helping people just look at ways that they have felt successful and how and what their favorite or most comfortable expression is of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps clarify people. And it's interesting in that it doesn't take a long time. You don't have to take a long test. It's not a multiple choice. It's a simple conversation. And it's very, very powerful.
It is. That's certainly been my experience. Absolutely.
Great. And so it's so important. And the developers of this program feel, too, that it's such a gift for people to know what their why is,
mm-hmm.
because it helps people understand why they do the things they do,
mm-hmm.
And what direction they want to go in. It gives them a focus. It gives them a re-engagement in life.
Mm-hmm. Along that line, Angie, why is why so important?
It's so important because we all need to be aware of where we're going in life, the direction.
Mm-hmm.
We need a beacon, a lighthouse, so to speak.
Imagine that.
we need to be grounded, and we need to understand how to decipher what's important and what isn't important in our decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And it also is important for us to understand how others are coming across, and that we need to be open to them because mm-hmm. everyone has their own why. Each person is unique.
That's true.
Not everyone is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to open up and realize that we don't have to be threatened by that.
Truly.
That it's truly a wonderful discovery.
It is, and along that same line, each person has their own purpose and their own mission in life that works in resonance with those around us. And unfortunately, it's a common factor that people either knowingly or unknowingly buy into a different why, because that why has been defined by circumstances, family, their societal beliefs. Their why has been defined by that. Therefore, they're in dissonance and in competition with everything that's around them, and therefore they have to dominate others. And what this program does is dispels that formula and replaces it with, hey, look, your importance and value in life is the same as mine. Each of us have a role to fulfill and a place to go, a destination to serve, and individuals that we can impact with our lives in resonance instead of dissonance. And what why does is empowers that mindset, that line of thinking, so that no longer we are at our brother's throat, but we're having our hands around his shoulders, helping them along the way, while, more importantly, or maybe as important, we are receiving the same, because we must, at times, carry as well as be carried. Would you agree with that?
Oh, that's beautifully expressed. Yes, absolutely. That's the essence of this. And that's something that perhaps many of us aren't aware of, even in our families and in our work with others and in the community or in our churches. We have the power to work together cooperatively and in love and in gratitude.
Absolutely. So tell people, Angie, in this process, what is it that you do?
I like to help make other people better. You know, making others around me better is my mission in life. And I feel like, what greater gift can one have than to help others find out who they really are, why they're here, and why that matters? So I like to help people find their why so that they can be what they are truly meant to be, so that they can live a life of freedom and fulfillment.
And in your belief and in your assessment, Angie, of where we are today as a country, as a society, as a community, even as a church fellowship, is that possible? Can that really be a reality?
Absolutely. That's the beauty of this program, and it is absolutely achievable.
So in that, why does it matter? It's important right now for me to be able to pay mortgage, to pay rent, to pay power bills, and function and do a good job at the job that I'm doing and everything. Is there a way to incorporate my why that maybe I'm just not paying attention to right now? Can that be awakened in me and be part of where I am to move me ahead to where I want to go?
Absolutely. For instance, you can change your frequency. You can change your alignment with your authentic self, and then your whole life shifts. And this program helps you do that. When you know your why, you know how you think and why you think the way you do, and you know how others think. You know the lens through which others see the world. You know how they're hardwired. And it helps a person clarify how they relate to others in their world. And it frees them to be who they really are. So it opens a whole new way of lighting up the world with genuine, authentic ways of living. And there's no comparison as to how one lives that way as compared to when they feel like they're having to live someone else's way.
Right.
They're having to live someone else's way.
Right, and thank you for saying what you just said. It's when we are living someone else's why, which could be trying to be somebody else's expectations, living up to what others think that we should be, no matter who the others are, that is a dishonoring of ourselves, and it causes a constant internal conflict. Whether we're aware of it or not, it's there, and it can be a source of stress that nothing will satisfy.
And
what this does is it just comes into your life and flips on the switch and says, hey, it's okay that this is who you are, this is what you're created to be, and this is a vehicle to help you get there. And that is such a valuable gift to people. I totally can see why, Angie, you would be involved in something like this, because it is so impactful.
It is, and it brings into your awareness how what your gifts are so valuable and so precious, and equally others are, and you can create so much greater good in the world when you are all working together cooperatively in an empowering situation like this.
We're talking with Angie Grout today about the Why program, what it does, what it is, where you are, and how you can be moved to a different place. You're listening to the Lighthouse Workshop. I'm your host, Rodney Lindsay, here on ChristTheKingRadio.org. We'll be right back. Hang tight for some important messages from our sponsors.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The opinions and views expressed in the following program are solely those of the show hosts and guests of the program, and are not necessarily those of CTK Radio Ministries, CTK Media Services, or the management and staff thereof.
Welcome back to the Lighthouse Workshop Radio. My name is Rodney Lindsay, your host, and today we've been talking about identifying and implementing your why with our fantastic special guest, Angie Grout. Angie, thanks again for being with us here today.
Oh, thank you.
Now, as our listeners are taking all this information in, they may be asking themselves, what qualifies Angie as a mentor or a guide or a source for me to access in identifying my why? Why should I go to her? Who is it that you are? In other words, what qualifies you, Angie? What is it, your experience, that you bring to the table that others can say, I can trust this resource, I can be confident in it, and at peace that I'm going to receive something extremely significant?
Well, thank you. I have spent my professional life helping others find their own way. Mm-hmm. From the years I was an early childhood educator, working with children in preschool and kindergarten and first grade, all the way through as I was raising my own family, to working in a business work environment as an office manager of our family-owned dental business, I feel like I've helped others learn how to best fit together to form a powerful team. Along the way, I also earned a master's in social work from the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work. And so I did receive concrete skills during that training.
There's that training component again.
It's true, true. And I worked as a clinician in a mental health setting. And I also worked as a medical social worker, both in California and Colorado.
Oh, wow.
Working in maternal child health. And as a medical social worker, working with pediatric oncology. Actually, I did that at Denver Children's Hospital.
How about that?
For 2 years. And that was a very powerful experience for
certainly
me.
Certainly was. Certainly.
And I still have such warm feelings and high regard for the people at the Children's Hospital who are working every day with children who are dealing with cancer in their families.
Wow.
So that was, again, a very powerful experience for me. I also have worked in the field of school social work in both California in Colorado, and I supervised three graduate-level social work interns from San Diego State, and worked in basically elementary and middle school settings in both the Lemon Grove School District in the San Diego area, mm-hmm. as well as Douglas County here in Colorado. So the common thread from this work over my lifetime was to contribute to a greater cause,
right?
To feel that I was making a difference.
Making a difference.
And to add value to others. So it feels good to me when I know I'm having an impact and I'm contributing to something greater than myself.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to being a certificated Y coach, I'm also...
What do you do with your free time, Angie?
I'm also a certified Thinking into Results facilitator through the Bob Proctor Sandra Gallagher Institute.
Fantastic.
So I have had quite a bit of varied training and work with in various settings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, it comes back to that bridge that is training, translating, this is what I want my life to be. This is my dream. This is my purpose, into an actual functioning purpose, job, role, whatever that might be on the other side, that people need to be aware of and willing to, even if it's a transition from where they are today to where they want to be, there are sources out there for them to be able to partake of that. So with that, Angie, you're coming from a stewardship and from a servant's heart, and it's so obvious with the life that you have led and the things that you have participated in that you are for building others up and helping them find their path versus dictating what that might be or doing it for them. You're really in a place of helping others see possibilities, future, hope, reality that they can achieve and acquire their purpose in life as it's been dictated by God's direction and inspiration in their life. What is it that you want to see happen? What are you seeking today?
I am just opening up my heart and my time to those who may be listening mm-hmm. that would like to know what their why is.
Mm.
I believe that I can help people find their why in a very non-threatening way of just having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it could possibly be a really transformative experience for them because we don't always know what our why is.
That's
true. Sometimes
it
helps to just talk with someone who can help decipher that. Even for me, it was transformative for me to know that.
Really?
In this program, they've come up with 9 different whys.
Uh-huh.
And it's very intriguing that this program is able to tap into those ways that people have delivering their why, their special purpose in life. So I'm very excited about the program, and I'm excited to share it with others. And I believe that it can help people find a real, authentic, genuine way of relating to others that we're all seeking, but it's kind of hard to achieve without a little bit of support. And just finding that awareness makes a huge difference.
Well, it seems to me that the program itself is that missing component, that training, if you will, to translate how do I get there? What is that bridge? What am I missing? And it's all about knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody is able to get where they need to go as long as they have a roadmap, a guide, if you will, to get there. And it's when we turn inwardly to ourselves to try to figure out what the next step is that we get stuck in the looping and that we get lost in that. And even though we might know what our why is, we don't know how. We don't know how it is that we get there. So what I love about what yours and my interaction did is it helped me affirm or reaffirm my core belief system. In other words, the programming that showed me why I say yes to some things and mm-hmm. then why I say no to other things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the why you do, the what you do with everything. A very wise person said, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you find yourself saying, well, I'm just going to do this one thing this way this time, well, guess what? That will repeat itself in everything that you do in some form or fashion. And what the Y program does is it delivers us from that stuckness by saying, I don't have to be the source Hallelujah. I don't have to be the all-end-all coming up with the answers for everything, that I can reach out, connect through prayer and supplication, as well as seeking those that have wisdom and counsel to do that. And that's certainly what you bring to the table, Angie, with what you're doing.
Yeah, it helps people develop their awareness. It's within them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they sometimes are not really conscious of it. It helps people clarify what it is that they want to express, mm-hmm. and clarify what is comfortable for them and how it's comfortable in terms of the expression of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gives them a feeling of being valued. Each person is so unique and so very special. And so if we can help people understand that and relate from that point of view, what greater gift is there?
Oh,
and
truly.
Certainly even within our families.
You're not promoting being self-centered or narcissistic. It's when we are in harmony with ourselves and with our purpose that we are able to function and serve others, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So one thing,
and sometimes we can get on a detour. It's easy.
Oh, sure it is. Sure it is. Daily.
Exactly.
So what you brought to the table that I absolutely loved was this one thing. So tell people what that was.
Well, it has to do with how we differentiate ourselves, mm-hmm. and how we see ourselves as unique individuals. It's why you do everything you do.
Uh-huh.
Unique individuals. It's why you do everything you do.
Uh-huh.
It's no gimmicks.
Okay. It's
just knowing your why.
Uh-huh.
So you can clearly see, number one, who you are yourself, mm-hmm. and then you can express it. You can live a happy, abundant life of harmony and joy. Allow me to introduce you to yourself.
Oh, I like that. Allow me to introduce you to yourself. A lot of times in life, we just lose sight of that, who we are, because we get so wrapped up in the role that we're fulfilling for the life that we're living, that we lose sight of ourselves. And how important is it for people to know who they are and the purpose that they're serving?
Absolutely. And to their personal power.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So I've been learning this from my mentors, mm-hmm. and now I'm ready to share it with you.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's kind of awesome. What is your give back for right now, Angie? What are you doing to let people know about what it is that the Y program is offering?
Well, right now I am offering 100 people, uh-huh. at no charge, an opportunity to find their personal why.
Really?
Yes, and I believe I can change lives, helping so bored and disengaged employees,
mm-hmm.
and people who are feeling so discouraged in life. I believe I can help you show up in the world and help you create a renewed spirit of meaning in your life. So once you know what your why is, your driving force in life, you can say yes to what your passion is.
That's incredible.
You can be re-engaged.
So you're going to be offering this to 100 people to be able to do that at no charge.
I am.
Well, when we come back, we're going to find out how you can access that and connect with Angie to receive this amazing, incredible gift. Angie, thanks for being with us again today. You're listening to The Lighthouse Workshop. I'm your host, Rodney Lindsay, on ChristTheKingRadio.org. We'll be right back.
The Christ the King Radio website was designed and is maintained by GECS. Website design, corporate identity, and custom graphics. For more information, visit the website at www.gecs-us.com. Again, that's www.gecs-us.com.
Ade Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com.
This is Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
We're glad glad you're back here at the Lighthouse Workshop. Our guest today has been Angie Grout, talking with us about the importance of the why in our life, helping us assess where we are and what we need to do. Angie, right before the break, you put forth a very generous gift, and I just want to reiterate what it is that you're doing for folks, that she is offering the first 100 people that connect with her via the radio program a free why interview to help them identify what their why is. Now, when they do that, what can they expect as the end result? Is just this a teaser to get them to buy something, or is this something that's just literally a gift for people?
No, this really literally is a gift for people because they'll be giving me a gift. I need to have some experience in this whole arena of learning to assess whys with people. Mm-hmm. And the gift for me would be that I can get more experience doing that.
Okay.
But the gift that I'm giving people is just what I believe is a wonderful gift of knowing their why. I am offering this to the first 100 people. I would ask people to set aside perhaps about an hour of their time.
Just an hour, okay.
And we'll just go through a conversation. It's very non-threatening. And in that time frame, I believe that we'll be able to discover each person's personal why. And like I say, there are 9 different whys they've developed.
Well, I can, from my personal experience, express to the audience that what she just said is absolutely true. This is a non-judgmental approach in your questions that we answer, and it's very easy to go through and comfortable. And what I really appreciated is that you allowed me to express each point, because some of those points that you hit on with your questions were passion points for me. And again, it reignited my purpose. You know, it helped me see again, aha, Rodney, this is why you get so excited about some of these aspects of your life.
Yes.
So, Angie, this is a very generous gift that you're giving, and actually you're inviting people to do this to help you in this process. So it's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
How can people connect to you? How can they find out more, and how can they get their time scheduled with you?
Okay. Yeah, well, everyone can just email me at a.grout, G-R-O-U-T, at comcast.net.
Okay.
And in the subject line, just put y/radio so that I'll know that it's legitimate. And I will then contact you if you will please give me your email or your phone number.
Okay.
And we can set up a time convenient for you, and we'll run through this process. And it's very informal. It can be fun. And it's just a gift that will help you in terms of determining how you really live your life.
So one more time, let people know, how can they connect with you?
Please contact me at a.grout@comcast.net.
Perfect. Great. So in the subject line, just be sure to put y/radio. Is
that
right?
That's right. That's right.
So you'll mm-hmm. know who it is that's contacting you and why.
Yes, absolutely.
So before we get into the last part of the program, Angie, what else would you want people to know before we answer that last very important question?
Yeah, I would like people to know that this is not a come on, I will not be using their names to try to promote any other program.
Okay.
But if they choose to, this is a very powerful program.
Mm-hmm.
And it has various possibilities for people. If you're a business owner, mm-hmm. it can help you determine how you can best become a leader of your group,
mm-hmm.
and you can also have workshops through this program with each of your employees so that the entire organization can be on the same page and be far more effective in determining what you want to accomplish mm-hmm. in your business. If you want it just for personal growth, it can just be that, and that's all we need to worry about. If you're interested in more information with regard to family relationships and how this would benefit your family as a whole, we have family workshops. So there are a variety of workshops available in terms of helping people express their why that can continue from this one experience, but there's no obligation whatsoever.
That's incredible. Well, the all-encompassing aspect of the Why program that carries over from a corporate and family and an individual really seems to be a tightly focused, purpose-driven, result-based mechanism to help people get to or get back to their whys.
Absolutely.
The last thing that I want to ask you about today, Angie, is from your background, you come from a place of faith. You certainly embrace that in everything that you do, and it's probably a very important feature in anything that you participate in. Is that a fair assessment?
That really is.
So yes. With that, is there a spiritual component to knowing your why? Is it important that we as individuals understand what our why is and what does this program actually do for that?
Absolutely. This is a program that helps people discover what their gift is, mm-hmm. what their godly gift is, mm-hmm. their talent, what God has intended them to do with their life. Mm-hmm. And it's a very empowering, exciting process for people to determine that, and it can be life-changing.
So in this, knowing the inspiration that you have in your life, what is something that you can share with people that resonates or perhaps was an affirmation or the guiding force to propel you into the Y program?
Yes, well, I would just like to share with you a quote from an author many years ago. Her name is Dorothy Williams. Mm-hmm. She wrote this short story about how important it is for each of us to value our own uniqueness. Mm-hmm. And so I would just like to give you some ideas of some of the thoughts that she shared.
Absolutely.
That I thought were very powerful.
Thank you. Bring it on.
All right. Well, Dorothy says that it's important for you to think about yourself. Mm-hmm. Think what a remarkable, unduplicatable, and miraculous thing it is for you to be you. Of all the people who have come and gone on earth, she brings up the names Eve, Moses, Cleopatra, Socrates, Joan of Arc, Franklin Roosevelt, Pearl Buck, Robert Redford,
hello.
Not one of them is like you. No one has ever lived or has your combination of abilities, talents, appearances, friends, acquaintances, burdens, sorrows, or opportunities. No one's hair grows exactly like your hair grows. No one's fingerprints are exactly like yours. No one has the same combination of secret inside jokes and family expressions that you know. The few people that laugh at all the same things as you do don't sneeze the way you do. No one prays about exactly the same concerns as you do. No one is loved by the same combination of people that you love. No one. No one before, no one to come. You are absolutely unique. So enjoy that uniqueness. You don't have to pretend in order to seem more like someone else. You weren't meant to be like someone else. You don't have to lie to conceal parts of you that are not like what you see in someone else. You were meant to be different. No one ever in all of history will ever have the same things going on in anyone's mind, soul, or spirit as are going on in yours right now. So if you did not exist, there would be a great big hole in creation, a gap in history, something missing from God's unique plan for humankind. Treasure your uniqueness. It's God's gift only to you. Enjoy it. Share that uniqueness. No one can reach out to others in the same way that you can. No one can speak your words. No one can convey your meanings. No one can comfort with your kind of comfort. No one can bring your kind of understanding to another person. No one can choose to be lighthearted and cheerful in the way that you can. No one can bring the whole unique impact of you to the family of humanity, and no one else will unless you do. The gift of yourself was given to enjoy, but not to hoard. So give yourself away. See the uniqueness around you and each person you meet. See it. Receive it. Let it delight you, surprise you, open you, that inform you or nudge you or inspire you or comfort you. The collection of unique, irreplaceable beings around you has never been available before and will never again be exactly quite the same way. And so, dear special, irreplaceable person, receive the gift of yourself and others today. Notice the gift, enjoy it, celebrate it, and be very, very thankful. And for the unique gift that is you, I am very, very thankful.
Angie, that was perfect, beautiful, and I have nothing to add. You have been listening to the Lighthouse Workshop on Christ the King Radio Station. It has been our privilege and blessing to be with you today. Thank you for the gift of your time. Angie, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thank you.
It's been my pleasure. It's been an absolute blessing for us. Join us next time when we will have another insightful, incredible program that will be a blessing to your life. And don't forget to check out information at mylighthouseworkshop.com about our next upcoming live event in January. God bless you, and thank you for being with us today.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.